Gentleness, that is the fruit of the Spirit that we focus on tonight, having heard from a number so far. Once more, we hear from the letter of St. Paul. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Once more, as we recount on these fruit of the Spirit to get us into the Christmas spirit, this list begins with that one word, love. As we focus on gentleness tonight, we remember that in order to have true gentleness, to appreciate true gentleness, we remember that we first have love. Not only the love that you muster up, but the love that is found in Christ and the Spirit of Christ dwelling within you. But I want to open up to you folks for tonight. Take the next couple seconds and maybe by either a story or example from your lives, or maybe even a definition that you can come up with, what does it mean to be gentle? So take a moment, maybe come up with an answer, and if you have one, maybe raise your hand. We'll see what we come up with tonight. Gentleness. How do you define it? Yeah, we'll start in back. Excellent answer. So I'll repeat it for those that can hear it. Gentleness for you is the love that you might give to a child, especially a baby, as you nurture and care for it. Great. Got to be pretty gentle with a kid because you never know. They might just flop over or get into pretty much anything, right? For those that have raised children. Maybe we've had even instances where we maybe weren't gentle enough. Maybe they maybe fell or hurt themselves with even us trying not to let them have that happen. Gentleness, any other maybe expressions in your own life or examples? Yes. Time sensitive. Very good. That's another correct answer. I would say to repeat, gentleness is the patience and understanding of another person and their needs, so to say. Any other answers for tonight? What does it mean to be in the spirit of gentleness? Yeah, we have one more. The feeling in which you extend grace to someone. So, again, the spirit of gentleness goes in to summarize that maybe you have, again, another person, say a young person that is kind of going out of their way, maybe off center where they should be in terms of their action or behavior, and it's a willingness to be on a level plane with them, so to say. A graciousness. Yeah. Now, this is interesting. So far, we've, in our focuses, looked at each fruit of the Spirit, and actually, it turns out, a biblical understanding of them gives us another way, another even English word. So far, we've talked about how patience is another way of looking at hope. We've looked at how peace is another way of looking at forgiveness, of reconciliation, wholeness. We talked about how kindness, as a fruit of the Spirit, is an aspect of being slow to anger. We've looked at how goodness is an aspect of generosity. The goodness of your heart is being willing to give of yourselves. So a one-word example, which actually summarizes quite each of your excellent answers, so thank you again for volunteering. One word that expresses generosity is the word humility. And I'll tell you why. If we recount once more the scripture lesson that we have tonight, given from our Lord Jesus in the Gospel according to Matthew, he says this, "Come to me," speaking to his disciples, "come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Again, the word yoke Same thing, the reason why pastors wear these things we call stoles, that we are yoked in Christ. We carry the same joys and burdens of Christ as his instrument. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. There's that word again. But then he goes on to say this, and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Lowly in heart means that in gentleness, we are willing to place ourselves lower at the expense for another person. Yes, much like a baby, maybe a teenager, maybe a difficult person. Making ourselves subservient, maybe, to another. Putting another's needs ahead of ours. Humility, a spirit of humility and to be humble. For us tonight as we go, think of that when you hear of being gentle, not only in your behavior but in your words, your actions, as we seek to give ourselves and the Spirit of the Lord. Do you know how hard that is in our today's day and age? Think of maybe in the shopping malls or stores. How many of you are done with Christmas shopping even? Maybe a couple? Great. A lot of us still haven't even got started. Look, let's see what happens when you step into a Walmart. You see gentleness, maybe carts banging into each other, still Black Friday maybe going on. What about online, social media, emails? Where do you see gentleness? People from a different part of the country, even part of the world, maybe using words to attack, belittle another person when they don't even know them. I've seen instances where people have taken their own lives, committed suicide because of how they've felt and how they've been bullied by a random person. There's a lack of gentleness in our world, and maybe even in ourselves. We have often been, like the Bible says, stiff-necked, unwilling to yield from our firm positions, right? We know it's best. We are number one in our lives. What does Jesus give us for the example tonight to get into his spirit? Come to me, for I am lowly in heart. Jesus made himself humble by becoming born into our flesh. Think of this. The very word of God, the word that spoke the very first words in existence, let there be light. That same word of God that created the world, created you, knew exactly who you would become, willingly stepped down from his throne and was born in human flesh to the poorest of poor parents, in a feeding trough for barn animals. Made himself low, was willing to understand the pains and human experience of growing up as a boy. Contrary to those fun and familiar Christmas hymns, the little Lord Jesus did cry, I'm sure of that, as a true God and true man. He probably messed up his diapers for poor Mary and Joseph. And he understood what it was like to be one of us. And not only that, but he made himself so low, so humble, that he was willing to die and a death on the cross for you. So that he could be made low, so that he could bring you up into God's good graces once more, to reconcile humanity once more with God. So all of heaven and nature can sing once more, that we can enjoy perfect unity. That same spirit of humility, guess what, is in your heart. That's the beauty of remembering the fruit of the Spirit, is that by means of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, and by means of you being baptized into Christ and his Spirit, you already have every single fruit of the Spirit. Yes, you can muster up the patience needed to deal with life this year or another person. Yes, you have the spirit of gentleness already. You don't have to earn it, find it in your actions or your good heart. God has already given it to you. God has given us the greatest example of true humility as we remember this Christmas. We've seen it in so many examples. And we look no further than the very family, the very Bethlehem family that we're named after. Think of Joseph, poor earthly father of Jesus. His betrothed wife was with child when he never even got to even know her. Before they could even get married, without even blinking an eye, he was faithful enough to trust in God that he was his greatest dad on earth, caring for a child that he never even was owed any obligation, was willing to be there for Mary to take care of the very Son of God, putting another person a little higher than ourselves. That's the example for us tonight. And we do that every single day without even realizing. Opening a door, sending a card, giving a smile, showing up for those that need, tending to a child, tending to a spouse, hearing the word of God and letting him be number one. The spirit of gentleness is yours tonight as we enjoy all the gifts and fruit that God has given us. So remember, the greatest of these is love. May the peace, joy, patience, gentleness, and love of God guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith once more, into faith everlasting. Amen.